Well, I'd already joined the cadets in Luton as a new recruit, and obviously it made sense to try and join the local volunteer. So I joined the one in Stanbrolane, which is now the police headquarters, because it just, in fact, that isn't up there. Is where we had a ship's deck, if you like. The ship's deck, there was a hut in the middle of the deck, which became the telegraphers. Mm-hmm. So they had mouse keys and all that sort of thing. And on the main quarter deck, there was a 12-pounder gun. A proper gun.
Right.
Off a ship. And we used to have practice of loading the dummy shells into
right.
it. We could rotate the gun so far, not too far, because otherwise the actual muzzle would go through the
roof.
That's me then when we went to Hartford. They formed another unit in Hartford, which became a subunit of the Wollongong City unit.
Right.
That's where we did our boating. This is before the lakes had filled up, and I think by that time they'd moved from Stanbrolane to Lemsford Lane.
Lemsford Lane, yes.
So that's when the lakes came into use with the unit when it was moved.
Right.
Well, the naval connection, one of the cadets served on HMS Amethyst during the Yangtze incident.
Yeah.
That's how we were able to adopt the TS Amethyst. I mean, it happened before I became a cadet. The guy himself, say, was serving in the Navy at that time. Our main Commander Grace, he was a true naval officer and served in the Battle of Jutland, so he was a very strict and shrewd man, in fact. That was just a matter of loading, breaching, turning, giving the points.
Sure.
But they had semaphore, mm-hmm. and then had the rifle practice as well.
Right.
We had the Enfield rifles, not to shoot with, but to do guard duty with and so forth. They were quite heavy, actually.
Oh, very,
And we had bayonets to go on the end as well. I 4 years, so I left them when I was 18. But the sea cadets, we did go away on courses. I had a week's course down in Plymouth.
Right.
That was a gunnery course. So you get your badge, you pass it.
Yeah.
That was an experience I'll not forget. Because when you go on to these naval establishments, they don't give any quarter, you know. I mean, the sea cadets was 3 times a week.
Ah, right.
That was on a Tuesday and Thursday evenings and Sunday morning parades. And then one Sunday in every month, there'd be a church parade. So
yes.
You'd go to St Mary Magdalene Church mm-hmm. in Hatfield Hyde. And we'd march from Woodhall all the way up to with a band in procession.
The band's?
Oh, yeah.
With the band in procession?
Yeah. That was Naval Cadets. She was just a Naval Cadets.
Why?
We had our own band. The girls were formed part of a band as well.
Oh,
they
right.
They did it as well. Yeah, the girls' Naughty Tickle Training Corps, we used to call them. It wasn't my wife at the time. We used to come down the cadets and serve coffee, tea and OXO. So, Oxos on a cold day because it wasn't that warm down there. Well, that was the Nissenhut was a metal hut, so that was even colder.
Even worse, yes.
It'd stand easy halfway through the evening, so that's when she served up the tea or coffee or Oxo at that time.
You
probably moved in the 60s, I would think. Left that unit in 1958. Well, we used to go with one of the officers, that's Knocker White, he was a first lieutenant. He had connections with a sea cadets in Weymouth. And we went down there mm-hmm. for a week. And that was good.
Mm.
That was good. Because you get to see another side of another sea cadets with the sea.
With the actual sea,
the sea involved.
Yes.
Yeah. They may have had huts, actually. I think they did have huts, actually. Sea cadet hut down there. So no, we didn't camp as would have been in the huts.
Huts with the hammocks.
Yeah. The first lieutenant at the time, he had a motorbike and sidecar. So he went down with a couple of cadets. I can't remember how I travelled down there. I think I probably went in somebody's car. We used to press our own uniform.
Right.
And it was done in such a way, there were bell bottoms for starters, and you had to fold them into 7 creases. And the 7 creases were the 7 C's. And on a Sunday morning, it was expected, if you weren't dressed properly, then
you've got a bright rocket, yes.
And I'll never forget, one particular cadet turned up in his uniform, got brown shoes and brown boots.